On today's episode of the Bolts broadcast, an underwhelming USA performance leads to a familiar result. Be tuned. Season 3, episode 82 of the Bolts broadcast. Mike Mitchelson and Chase Croshaw with you today. Chase, how are you on this Wednesday morning? Wow, look at that.
It is morning, but I'm chugging along. Forgot to take my Allegra today, so who knows how the allergy is going to be over the show. Still find it funny that we're still doing the whole B-tuned thing, like 60 episodes later.
Yeah.
But I'm chilling. How are you?
I'm doing well. And I got a good amount of sleep, first time in, I don't know, probably 2 weeks, because even my weekend, I had to get up early because I had to get to Mount Pleasant and then had to get out of the hotel quick. So, but I was able to sleep in a little bit today, had the day off. So
what a hard life you live there. You got paid to gamble and paid your golf paid for you. What a hard life.
Actually, I paid for the golf.
Oh, that's okay. Never mind. Hard life.
Very hard life. So had a fun time last night. I think you did too.
Yeah.
Chase was doing a stream on the THPN channel on YouTube, a little watch along for the USA Germany game. I was at Topgolf. Yes. Having a great time.
Yeah. Sick invite. You know, it's all right.
Well, I was with work people. You don't work with me.
That's fine.
How was the stream?
Yeah, I thought it was solid. It was definitely, unique. It was my first time doing it. We could tell by my, one time hosting the show by myself and like my two YouTube videos, I don't have the like lead host voice. You know, I'm much better at like providing content, but in terms of like providing fluidity, it's not really necessarily what I bring. So it's a little hard for me to do things like that solo, but I thought I did better than I did in all those previous instances doing things by myself. It's a little bit easier when, the chat's giving you things to engage with, or instead of just trying to completely feed off of yourself and your own energy and kind of reacting to the game. But I don't know how much of the game that you actually got to watch. I don't know if you saw that whole 10-minute review process. That was terrible. So I didn't know how to film that time. I'm talking about like kind of random nonsense the best I could while kind of also being quiet, but they legitimately did an 8-minute review and then a coach's challenge after that review for 2 minutes. Like it was just the longest review process I've ever seen in sports history.
Very good. I noticed that when chat were asking questions, it was a lot easier to pick up on stuff. So anyone listening right now to the Bolts broadcast, make sure to tune into some of those. Follow Chase at Chawdust on Twitter, and he will be announcing when he's going live. I might pop into a couple if, time permits. With work and everything, but I realized that maybe you thought I had a burner account in there because there was one guy that kept asking about Joe Burrow, and I'm like, that's not me.
It was weird too because I think they said they were like a New York sports fan too at the end of the day, but they were asking about Joe Burrow specifically. Like, why are they asking about Burrow specifically? It's so random, but it was cool that I got asked a good multitude of questions, got to talk football, of course, talked a bunch of hockey, even asked a little bit of baseball and basketball. It was good conversations, especially when the chat, there were points where it slowed down a little bit, where the views were a little bit lower, but once they started coming in a bit more, really started generating the questions, it was a lot easier to kind of maintain. Also, shout out to Hot Takes Hockey, hitting me up with a little bit of a raid, spiking my viewers a little bit.
Nice.
He hosted the earlier show, he hosted the one for the Latvia Finland game, and then he's doing a live stream during that game as well, or something along the lines of that. And then he sent a bunch of his viewers over to my stream, ended up subscribing to the YouTube page. So that was cool. Them mean they're helped engage chat a little more as well. So it was definitely a good experience overall. Going forward, I'm on the schedule for at least one more. Hopefully, gonna try to find time to make some more work, but I will definitely be on the schedule for one more at least.
And I think that. I don't know when the game actually is, but the medal game, if it's a USA, it's Saturday.
Yeah.
So I feel like if USA's, in that, it's gotta be one where we're in.
So you would think, but that Saturday is the night of the 21 Pilots concert.
Oh, yeah.
Bad timing, eh?
Why would you pay for that?
Bad timing.
And then Is that before or after the My Chemical Romance concert?
MCR comes here in September.
Okay.
On a Tuesday.
You're so giddy about this. Oh, it's so funny.
Dude, because I bought these tickets in like 2019.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2022. It keeps getting delayed because of COVID. Been waiting.
It's going to get delayed again.
I will.
Monkeypox.
I would have an absolute. I'd have an absolute meltdown to the likes that you've never seen before. It's been a struggle so many times. They had to just throw it on a Tuesday, just a random Tuesday in a Little Caesars Arena. But I don't care. I'm just excited to finally be able to go.
There you go. All right. Well, no Tampa news today.
Because nothing's happened.
Yeah, we're in that drought when it comes to NHL news, hockey news overall. So this is going to be a majority World Juniors episode, going to be looking at the USA game, and then after the commercial break, look at the two other games that took place, Czech versus Slovakia, Finland versus Latvia, and then we'll make some medal predictions as well. But the one piece of news we do have coming out of the NHL is Pacioretty. He has an Achilles tear. That's not something that you want to see.
No, that sucks, especially for a guy as talented as he is, someone who really has flown under the radar the last few years for some reason. Some people think he's dropped off, but at the end of the day, he's still playing like a very elite player. You get him for free. You think, we won this trade massively, and then, it's August 10th is today, so you're not going to see him till February now. That sucks. That changes your plans quite a bit. You're missing out in that time span, a potential 30 to 40 points at least. That's enough of a difference to lose a couple hockey games. So that definitely sucks for Carolina's end. Hopefully, for their sake, they can figure out how to fill that spot. I'm sure they'll be okay. I don't think it's going to, throw them out of this contention sphere that they're in, but it's definitely hurt a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, World Juniors. We know it's underway. First games happened yesterday, Tuesday the 9th. Let's talk about the U.S. game first. That is our home country. And it was a 5-1 victory. However, it didn't look quite as dominant as some would expect.
That was a weird game. I mean, if you just look at the stats after like the first period, shots ended up being 25-4 is what it was listed as. And they ended up with 50 in the game, ended up winning 5-1. And after the first period, it was only 2-0 in favor of the U.S. They didn't look like very good through the whole process. Like it looks sloppy. I don't know if maybe something's up the ice, but I don't know if something's up with the ice, but it seemed like every pass was going to the blue line, was bouncing over defenseman's sticks. Seemed like it was hard to just make a tape-to-tape pass. It just wasn't very crisp. There was a lot of dumb plays, like the Jack Peart turnover that almost led to a Germany goal, led to a quasi-breakaway for them. It was just a very, very sloppy game for Team USA. A game I know they're not taught to play at the program, and I think 90 to 95% of the kids on the team at minimum played at the program, so they're definitely used to the style of hockey and know how it wants to be played in the U.S. So it was kind of disappointing to see. A little concerning. I get that it's summer hockey at the end of the day. We're playing the World Juniors here in August, which is completely new territory. A lot of these guys, they're usually preparing for their NHL camps at this point, where now they have to try to prepare for World Juniors camp. And yeah, the World Juniors tournament itself might be a good, precursor for your NHL camp, but you're training in a different way than you normally would going into NHL camp. So it makes for a different quality of hockey. Hopefully by the time it hits the medal round, they're up to speed and they're showing a little bit better, because reality, if they kind of look as sloppy as they did against a team like Canada, I mean, they're going to lose 6-7-0, because it's going to be, small mistakes lead to turnovers, and the goaltending for the U.S. is kind of spotty as it is. So those turnovers are going to generate high scoring chances, and a better team's just going to win. Thank God it was Germany, and they had really nothing other than Nikita Kwop going for them, so they really couldn't compete much in this game.
Yeah, looking up and down the board, the roster talent differential is huge between these two teams. And then when you look at best players of the game, Luke Hughes takes it for the U.S., and Yannick Prost does for Germany. I know you had a big issue on that when it came to the stream last night.
So I understand. You want to say Nikita Kwop let in a couple tough goals. Sure, that's fine. Like, the one where he was sliding across trying to redirect the puck kind of into the boards and kind of squeak under his pad, that was definitely a tough one. Like, I can understand that. And then the one from the goal line, you don't want to let that in. But If he doesn't play in that game, I mean, Germany doesn't even have a chance. The other three goals, nothing he could do about. He made 50 saves in a hockey game. No goalie should have him make that many saves in a regulation hockey game. He's the only reason that this game was 5-1. Any other goalie plays, it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-1. It wouldn't be as close to this. He played phenomenal. I would be a little upset if I was him not getting that Player of the Game award. I would not know how to feel if I was the player receiving that award over him. It's a cool award to get. The trophies that they're giving out that the hockey sticks that are painted were pretty cool. But I would kind of feel like I don't think I deserve this one. I mean, we lost 5-1, and the only reason that it was even close is because our goaltender stood on his head. So I do have a big problem with that. Nikita Kwap, he looked like someone who, you know, maybe down the road one day could have some legitimate NHL potential. He's a sixth-round pick by Carolina, not someone I'm expecting to make that jump anytime soon, because there still was some shaky moments, but he has good size, and he made a couple really nice plays that kind of make you feel optimistic for the future. So maybe Germany has a future stud goalie on their hands, even if not at the NHL level. Maybe he does well in the European levels, and maybe he's good in the international circuit going forward, but really he was the only bright spot for that team.
And the nice thing for the U.S. is, even though they looked a little sloppy out there, it's a nice group to kind of get up to speed, because we have Switzerland, we've got Austria, those are our next two games, and then Sweden is our last game in our Group B. And the nice thing is we don't have to go against Finland, we don't have to go against Canada, they're in Group A. And then, of course, Russia, not being in the tournament at all, we're not going to have to go up against them either. So we've got a couple of games to kind of get up to pace, get up to speed. So hopefully they can do that, and it feels like a top two in Group B is an absolute lock for them. It doesn't feel like Switzerland or Austria really has a chance.
No, it would take something pretty pathetic for them not to clinch that spot, especially when you know you're comparing the talent levels of the teams. It's pretty steep. So I can't imagine them not taking that number two spot, and at worst, and should have a chance going on a decent run there. And I know you mentioned Canada and Finland, but still, like, Slovakia, Czechia, those two countries are very strong countries as well, very, very good in this tournament, and it was a very entertaining game for them, game one yesterday. So, like, they're good competition levels as well, so that whole pool's going to be tough, whereas the U.S. and Sweden kind of just get to walk to the playoff round.
Right, and we'll talk about that game after this commercial break. The action never ends at the DraftKings Sportsbook, especially this summer. With tons of ways to bet on all your favorite sports, you can fuel your fandom and feel the heat of the season like never before. Plus, right now, the DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new customers a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's right, make your first bet up to $1,000, and if it doesn't win, you'll get another shot to cash in. You can throw down on all the major action for baseball, golf, MMA, and more. Plus, with same-game parlays, spreads, money lines, over-unders, and props, your betting options feel endless. Best of all, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Make your first deposit and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code THPN, only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Shout out to our friends over at DraftKings. Thanks so much for sponsoring the show. Make sure to head over to DraftKings for any of your sports betting needs. All right, Chase, let's now talk about that Czech-Slovakia game. It was the very first game to kick off World Juniors. It was a close one with the Czechs taking the game.
Yeah, and it was, excuse me, it was a nice little back and forth. It ended up being a 5-4 final. Slovakia took a 2-0 lead. Then the Czechs come out and they kind of storm back, end up getting a 4-2 lead, and Slovakia fights back, only for the Czech Republic to get kind of last-minute goal there in the third. But it was an entertaining hockey game. Of the three games, this one was the most entertaining for sure. You know, there's a couple very entertaining prospects to watch throughout this process. Whether it be... Sorry, my computer's freaking out on me a little bit. But... there we go, the U-20s. But, you know, whether it be a younger guy like Gabor Dvorsky, or if you're seeing, you know, a bigger name like David Juracek for the Czechs, there was definitely some names to be watched. It was pretty entertaining overall. I kind of wish that game was slotted in for the later night game. Originally, I was supposed to live stream for the game as well, but I had some stuff come up, so I couldn't. That, you know, that one would have been a little more enjoyable, but it was definitely a good hockey game and kind of reinforces how I felt that, you know, Slovakia just needs a couple things to go their way and they could have a sneaky chance of meddling in this tournament. I mean, they're a strong enough roster to get it done. So it'd be cool to see them have that kind of success.
Absolutely. And then we see the legend Ivan also on that Czech team. Love yes. to see that. I was just going through the lines and I saw on Czech's team, they've got Stepan Nemec. And I was thinking at first, I saw S. Nemec. I'm like, are you shitting me? Is Simon Nemec playing for Czech when he is Slovakian? But no, we're good.
Yeah, no. It is not. I don't even know if there's any relation or not. I'm assuming that there's probably not. But no, it is not indeed him. But yeah, anyways, this Slovak team, it really is interesting, though. It's going to be interesting to see what Dale Bartoszewski can do throughout the rest of the tournament. He had a great Liga Gretzky tournament last year and was eligible to play in the tournament again this year, but kind of felt like it'd be unfair for him competing against everyone else because he played so dominantly. So I think he's got a chance to have a Juraj Slafkovský type of rise this year, where right now some people are over the place on him. I have him as a legitimate, you know, in that third tier of prospects in this draft class, and tier one is Bedard, tier two is Mishkov, so he's in that third tier of guys for me. But I've seen some people say, oh, you know, he's got to fight for a top 10 spot because his draft class is so deep. But I think he's going to come on the scene pretty hard. He should be playing a lot of minutes in the Allsvenskan this year, which is the second league in Sweden. And it'll be nice to see him play out through the rest of the tournament. I think he's going to kind of creep up the lineup, getting more and more minutes. He ended up playing about third line minutes today or in this game. I think by time we're at game four and then going into the playoff round, he's going to be playing more minutes.
Do you think Dvorsky could be a top five player in this tournament? There's a lot of good players in here with the likes of Connor Bedard and David Juracek and over on the U.S. side too, but Dalibor Dvorsky, a promising prospect, could he make a big statement in World Juniors similar to, you know, Austin Matthews coming in at his underage year playing with Jack Eichel, and he was one of the most talented guys out there?
I mean, it'd be cool, but like, we got to be realistic. When you're looking at a lot of the older players in this, it makes more sense for them to have better tournaments, especially now that they're, you know, even older. Like, normally they'd be playing this in December or January, but now they're playing the same tournament in August, so they've got that 8 more months of development. You'd be hard-pressed to not see the older guys, you know, find more success. Even a guy like Aatu Rautu, who put up 4 points for Finland, you know, he's someone that's bound to have that success. They'll load the names on Team Canada, the names on the United States, the names in Sweden, Finland. There's a lot of names he has to beat out. I could see a path where if they win games, he ends up as a top 5 scorer because he's going to need to do it kind of out of necessity. But in terms of just like pure ability on the ice for now, I can't say he's necessarily a top 5 guy in the tournament because there's a lot of talent in the tournament right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned Finland. They beat Latvia 6-1. Wasn't much of a competition here, but to see Latvia in the tournament just makes me happy. Brings me some joy.
Yeah, it's good for them. They get in because Russia is no longer in it. And they competed hard. You can't lie. I thought it was going to be more of a drubbing than 6-1. I thought Finland was going to run away with this one. And they did look like the better team, but I thought it was going to be a bigger difference. But they competed hard. They did the best they could. And you know, that's all you can do sometimes. But Team Finland, I was surprised. Roni Hirvonen got player of the game for them. Put up 3 points, a goal, 2 assists. Looked good, but Kemmel and Rautu both had 4 points. I thought it was Joachim Kemmel's award to win that game. That, you know, those 3 players look super strong for Finland. And it was just a nice game for them. Finland plays really well at this U20 tournament because they have such a like implemented system that they play in that for all these tournaments. It's especially at the U20 level where guys are a little more developed and can understand the game a little better. They do much better with it. But every year the Finnish roster, you're like, you know, it's a solid roster. It's not necessarily some dominant roster, but it's not bad. You know, I'd maybe rank it like 5th. And they medal almost every single year because they just play such a strong game. And it's kind of what we saw in this one. You know, Kemmel, Rautu, Hirvonen, those guys are good talents. But it's also different than having like a Connor Bedard and Mason McTavish that you're going to see in Team Canada. Mm-hmm. But they just play that strong game. They're definitely going to be a team that's in competition for medal this year.
And then Brad Lambert, he got on the score sheet too. Kemmel and Lambert, 2 of those guys coming into this draft class that were highly touted. And some would say that both dropped. So
both absolutely did drop. I mean, Kemmel, there was no excuse for him to go outside the top 10. And Lambert, I still had as a pretty highly ranked guy. So I thought he was a great value at 30, I think is what he ultimately went. Mm-hmm. So 100% both guys dropped.
And Nashville and Winnipeg. those are the two teams that
hey, Nashville,
are capitalizing on that.
Nashville sucks at drafting forwards, so maybe this is a sign that Kendall's going to be terrible. I mean, the last finished forward they drafted, do you remember who that was?
Patrick Hornquist.
Eli Tolvanen.
Oh, yes.
He's not working out the greatest.
The one and only. He was very good overseas. He had
that dominant draft plus 1 year in the KHL, then slowed down a little bit, came over to North America, and it just never found his footing.
Damn.
He could still be a solid player, I think, but he's not going to be like a top-line guy. Like, there was a chance that could have been.
Well, Joachim Kemmel putting up 4 points in this one.
Yeah, and Joachim Kemmel, he looked good. He looked dangerous. He looked like he was very smart there. He looked as advertised, so I'm not really worried about him at the end of the day. He did look strong. The Finnish team, there's definitely some talent to look for in the NHL.
All right, Chase, well, today, Wednesday's games, we got Sweden, Switzerland, Latvia, Canada, Germany, Austria. The nice thing, Sweden, Switzerland going to be on at 2. After we're done recording, we're not professionals, we're hitting B-dubs, going to go try their new chicken sandwich, and this game should be on.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah, so that'll be good to watch. I wish that Latvia, Canada was the second game, or the third game of the day, not the second game, because it sounds like I've got some potential dinner plans that might interrupt this.
Nice.
So that's very frustrating. I want to see Canada play. I want to see Connor Bedard do what he did against Austria last year and put up 4 goals.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, this slate of games, it should be entertaining. I think Sweden, Switzerland has a chance to be somewhat competitive, but Sweden should have the you know, strong advantage. And game two, Canada, Latvia shouldn't really be much of a debate. And then game three between Austria, Germany, that one, it's kind of a, you know, more of a battle of the bottom feeders, but it should be a pretty good game.
And then, obviously, those games don't really have any effect on the people listening right now. But if you are listening on Thursday morning, you do have Finland, Czech, and Slovakia, Canada coming up, with USA ending the day off against Switzerland. A good slate of games there on Thursday. Very competitive between Finland, Czech, Slovakia, and Canada could even be competitive depending what Slovakian team we get. And then, who doesn't like to end it with a USA win, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the tough thing about Thursday is I can't watch that Canada-Slovakia game either.
Oh.
But I'll
more
be
dinner plans? Game.
What's that?
More dinner plans?
Not dinner plans, hockey plans.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah, so at least it's for something enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chase, well, let's make some medal predictions here, and then we'll end the show off with a hockey name of the day. Shall we start gold to bronze or bronze to gold?
I mean, let's go gold to bronze, because I feel like, you know, if you say, oh, here's my bronze and silver, then the gold might be a bit obvious at that point. So
I had Austria at gold.
maybe you do. You can do that if you want, but I'm gonna pump the brakes here, and I can't really go anywhere but Canada for gold. I just think it's too strong of a team. The path is set up the right way where, you know, if they go 4-0 in group play, they shouldn't really have much of an issue finding their way in the gold medal game. It just seems like it makes too much sense. Do you want me to go silver and bronze, or do you want to do your gold as well?
You can go silver, bronze. That's right. Fine.
Silver, you know, I could see a path where Finland ends up finishing second in that pool on the side, and we end up seeing a Canada-Finland kind of gold medal game. And we see Finland, you know, have a chance to come out on top, but probably grab that silver. And then the bronze, you know, I got a feeling it's just going to be USA-Slovakia playing that game. I just do. I'm going to give the edge to the United States in that one. They're going to grab bronze. And it's kind of more optimism than, like, my true feeling, because they obviously, I have my concerns from the previous game and with the goaltending. But I just got a feeling Slovakia is going to end up with a sneaky win, end up in a medal game. And then the U.S. should have an easy path to at least a medal game as well.
Mm. There's no bias on mine, okay? Just want to put that out there. U.S. has taken gold.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's because we thought USA started slow against Germany. Watch out. Canada's going to be starting slow against Latvia. It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be like a 3-2 game. It's not going to be close, but they're not going to look great, similar to, you know, USA against Germany.
Okay, we'll
so
see.
That's why Canada is going to come in second and get that silver medal.
Okay.
And then
we're going to get a USA Canada gold medal game.
Yeah,
cool. I'm fine with that. That'd
see,
be cool.
That's why we need to be on the stream. Well, I should be on the stream. You're going to be at 101
yes,
Pilots.
I will be.
And then I agree. Finland is. It's always a matchup between Finland and Sweden. You know, which team is the best outside of North America? Well, and Russia, but they're not in it. And I think Finland has the edge this year. So.
Yeah, and Sweden, they really love going out there and just laying an egg when it comes to the medal round. They've obviously had that long streak of dominating the round robin play. Then they finally had a couple losses in the last tournament. But they really find a way to struggle in the medal games, and Finland just does a good job keeping it together. So I absolutely see no way that Finland doesn't medal in this tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, let's do hockey name of the day. Going to end it off here as our guest for WNP has just arrived.
Is that why Tucker's barking?
That is why Tucker's barking. Okay. We've got Carter Schunderward.
Okay, I don't know what the hell's going on with my computer. Why is this up? Hold on. I'm going to have an absolute meltdown. Okay, you know what? There we go. Sorry. I had some weird pop-up that just wouldn't go away, but we got it. Yeah. So, Carter Schunderward.
That's close.
Yeah.
So close enough.
So, Carter, he, unfortunately, I came across this name just on a random search, but he did pass away at 19 years old on June 8th, 2021. So, rest in peace to Carter, but Carter did play in the Greater Ontario Junior Hockey League for the St. Mary's Lincolns and the Stratford Warriors. But, you know, just a definitely very cool name. You know, sorry to hear about his passing, but just random. You know, I do a random search for on Elite Prospects, hit the randomizer, and it comes up with random names sometimes. And this is one that I found. I was like, I like it. Didn't even check to see any of the information about him until just now. So that is very sad to find out.
Mm-hmm. Very cool name. Let's do some checks going forward, Chase.
Yeah.
I don't want the show to end on a sorrow.
That's fair.
Rest in peace, Carter. But, Chase, that's going to do it for the show. I want to thank you so much for coming out. And as always, no, actually, you got to do that.
Yeah, okay. Well, say, you're taking my thunder here. As always, I want to thank you guys for listening. Check us out on Patreon. You want to follow us on Twitter, at Bolts Broadcast, at Bolts Broadcast. You can follow the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter, at HockeyPodNet. That's at HockeyPodNet. Right, I can follow WNP on Twitter, at WNP Sports Pod. That's WNP Sports Pod. Make sure to follow us or subscribe to us on YouTube. For both WNP, the We're Not Professionals on YouTube, and at the Hockey Podcast Network, so you can, you know, be in tune with the live streams that are coming out for the next one that I'm going to be on. Make sure you have the notifications on. Make sure the HockeyPodcastNetwork.com. Find all the podcast network right there. Boom, click the logo, listen, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. We have something. If you could raise 5 stars, that'd be great. Send us questions, comments, concerns, whatever you do. Do not forget to use code THPN, DraftKings. Do it.
There you go.
This is what the Noah Allegra does.
Nice.
Bye.